It's 89 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The state's lethal injection protocol will not be getting an update. That's what Governor Bill Lee told reporters in Knoxville this week. That question has been floating around since the Tennessee Department of Correction tried and failed to execute Tony Carruthers in May. First, the medical team failed to place the traditional IVs, and then the doctor on site failed to place a central line in a deeper vein. Lee ended up calling into the prison and ordering the staff to stop. Still, he said they were following the rules.
I think as we have observed, it was carried out appropriately. The Department of Correction did exactly what they were supposed to. I decided to suspend the execution.
Kit Thomas is one of the several attorneys representing Tennessee's death row inmates. She noted in a written statement that the rules say to hire a doctor who can successfully place a central line, so the May execution was a violation. States write their own lethal injection protocols. There is no federal or independent oversight. In Tennessee, TDOC writes and enforces its own rules. In 2022, Lee did order TDOC to rewrite its protocol after he learned the agency was failing to test its drugs for contaminants and potency. He also put a moratorium on executions for 3 years. There have been calls for him to do something similar after Carruthers' failed execution. Specifically, critics want the state to beef up its qualification process for the IV team and doctor, but at least during Lee's tenure, it appears that won't happen. The next lethal injection is scheduled for August 13th. State lawmakers may not be in a hurry to redraw any more maps. This year, President Donald Trump said Tennessee should redraw its congressional maps to give Republicans an advantage. That was after a Supreme Court decision rolled back protections for majority black districts. They did so. Legislators could do something similar next year with state House and Senate districts, but two key state senators, Republicans Farrell Hale and Ken Yeager, told the Tennessee Lookout there's no interest in such a plan. You're listening to 90.3.